The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. Little hand clap.
Positive Thoughts with Uncle
Positive
Tim.
Thoughts with Uncle Tim. Yeah. And today's guest, we got Taj, we got Dez. I brought these two men in. They're pillars in the community. They come from different backgrounds, as we all do. But we all have one thing in common, man. We're trying to uplift the youth. We're trying to uplift the next person, the next man, and the next woman in our community because it's needed. You know what I mean? So that's what we're about. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves. We'll start with Taj.
Okay, my name is Taj Gillespie. I'm a co-founder of Generation Wealthy, Unity and Faith, co-founder of Black Wall Street USA. You know, these, and what we're doing in the community right now, we're working on economics, because economics can help change the conditions of a group of people that's been systematically oppressed, which we've been. So the economic piece is so important because it can leverage the violence that we see, because poverty equates violence. And if we don't address the things that's necessary, we're going to be touched by the things that becomes necessary. So, you know, what we're doing right now and what Uncle Tim is doing, man, we really appreciate him. We really appreciate the love and the need, because it's a necessity within our community, in the Black community in America, with all the racial unrest, so much going on and so much negativity. If we don't have things to create solutions, we'll just be pointing the finger at the problem.
Say the truth.
You feel me? So, you know, that's what we're doing, man. That's what I bring to the table. You know, I'm right now, you know, and we got the brother Dez, you know.
Yeah, I'm Dez Chambers, better known as just Dez, owner of Mr. B's Party Store, soon to be Wishes. I'm here to contribute my part and whatever it takes to help, you know, touch some of our young brothers and sisters that's coming up out here on these streets. And also in hope that you'll get my message in helping me doing what my personal intention is, to rebuild Mr. B's, you know. That's what I'm here for today.
That's what's up. And yeah, on that note, sure, we're going to talk about Mr. B's. So Mr. B's is a Black-owned business in the neighborhood. You can catch him on Hall in Kalamazoo, right?
Yes, yeah.
Hall in Kalamazoo. He's been there for how many years?
Going on 26 years.
He's raised some of these kids.
Definitely.
He is a big uncle and a big father to a lot of them, man. Him and his wife, man. They're big aunties and big uncles, man, to a lot of the youth, as well as Taj and myself, man. That's the biggest thing. We pushing is big uncles and big aunties out here, man, because some fathers and some mothers are absent. We ain't blaming nobody. We just picking up the slack. And with that being said, man, tell more about yourself and your story, man, and the help you need, man, and what do you need from the community, man, to pull in, man, and uplift you, man, because you're one of our brothers.
Well, basically what I need from the community is just straight to the point is financial support. I need the financial support because the community has been behind me this whole time. They've been very supportive to me. I appreciate all of you. You know who you are. I definitely appreciate them, man. They have come through them doors every day that I open it. Mm. You know, like I said, I've gotten to know majority of them personally, laughing, talking, trying to beat me in dominoes.
I heard about that.
Yeah, you know, We got a relationship right there, you know. It's not your regular corner store. Mm-mm. It's not your regular, it's like, remember that old show, Cheers?
Yeah.
This is like Cheers.
It is.
You come in there, there's jokes being pulled on you, me acting like a dog sometimes, hiding, barking at people, scaring them.
You gotta entertain, man.
And then there's times, you know, there's some kids, young ones that comes in, man, and they call me, can I holler at you? And, you know, we go one-on-one and we kick it and they tell me what's going on, little problem that they having, whether it's with somebody else or somebody they just lost, you know, the family, a loved one they lost or a friend. And I give them that time, man, or we sit down or we kick it and we talk. Or some of them just come in and, how can I get myself a couple dollars? We talk about that without them having to go sell drugs or anything else. There's ways of getting it. In fact, if you remember, I used to have the biggest candy crew on the block.
Yeah.
You remember them days?
I do.
I had all them shorties out there that, you know, during the summertime, they had something to do. I had them selling fundraiser candy bars, and a lot of them made it to Cedar Point with me. You know, we sold a lot of candies, man, and we had a lot of fun together. And some of them, they grew up and they still come, and we laugh about them days when they sell candy and the things they used to do, you know. But unfortunately, man, the sad part for me is that some of them didn't make it, either through death or gone to prison, man. And either way it go, it hurts me, because it was like, they became like my kids, man, and it hurts.
It hurts the community. It hurts.
And it's still going on right now. And you know, I talked to, like I said, I still talk to quite a bit of them. I don't know which ones really hear me, but some of them do. And they don't know. I'm hurt because I'm constantly hearing who got killed last week, who got killed last month, you know, and it hurts, man. It hurts. I just wish it could stop, you know. Exactly. I wish it was something I could do about it. You know, like I was able to help you raise a couple of dollars for Cedar Point. I wish it was something I could say to you and do for you. But hopefully today I'll be able to say something that will hopefully make a difference, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? From experience that I've had.
You doing it today.
Yeah.
You've been doing it.
I mean, today it's from the heart.
Is an example of that. So we got Taj here.
Definitely.
It's on you, man.
Hey, man, I'm with Dez, man. Like, you know, Dez is an uncle, man. He's been setting the stage for us, man. He's been in the community as an entrepreneur, business owner for 26 years, man. And it was a time, man, it chokes me because I remember when I was with my elder and we was riding by Dez's store, and then, you know, I was like, man, I just asked a question to myself, like, and then I asked my elder, I'm like, man, how can we help Dez? I'm just riding past the store, man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I double back. So me and the elder double back, and I pulls up and I go in there. Me and the elder.
I remember.
And man. My elder, Rashid, man. You know, y'all know Rashid has been in the neighborhood, man, for the longest, man, selling the oils and everything, man, and the music. But me and him pulls up on Dez, man. And we go in and I'm like, man, what can I do, man, to help, man? And Dez said he been hearing this thing for so long. Yo, he made me feel like, man, I gotta do something. Cause, you know, he really didn't believe that nobody would help. He didn't believe that help could come. He didn't believe it. And I told him, bro, believe it, man. I said, I'm here, man, and I ain't going nowhere. You know, I know, and then Corona came.
Yeah.
And we fought that. We still fed the youth. We still fed the community. Man, remember, we gotta open.
That was fun.
Yeah, when the schools were closed down, my daughter wrote a letter and she was saying, well, who's gonna feed the kids that only eat at school?
Yeah.
She wrote me this.
Yeah. That's deep.
You feel me?
That's deep.
So when we talking about community, it's bigger than just those that are shooting, those that are being shot, the gang members, the racial unrest, the police brutality. We talking about community love, man, because love heals, man.
Right.
And the love that we show our community is genuine when you can see the effects of it.
Man.
If you don't see the effects of what love, and right now we can see ain't no love because they killing. Yeah. Ain't no love there. They don't feel love. They don't feel like they value. No. They don't feel like they got nothing to lose. Right. So they're able to shoot up and shoot them up and do drop. Like, when you ain't got nothing to lose, you don't care about nothing.
Right.
So this is what we're faced with. And like I was telling you, Dez, the only way we change that is through economics. When we can replace those guns with something that they can value and have something worth losing.
Right.
But until they got something worth losing, they definitely don't feel like they can lose. They don't got no value.
I agree. You know, I definitely agree. And back to the COVID situation, like you was describing, your daughter and I had the same thought. Because after the schools closing down, man, you know, like I said, these kids come in here looking forward to seeing me and talking to me. Some of them come in, you know, with a dollar or 80 cents. And trying to spread it as far as they can spread it. And I can see that 80 cent bag of chips and juice that they're gonna get, that might be their only meal going back to the crib. So when the closing part came in play, you know, the only battle I had to get through was my wife.
I know, I remember.
Because my thing was like, I just had to figure out a way how to get down there, man, with some little bags, with something for them. Just to let them know that I love them. I'm hoping for them and for myself that everybody will be well. And I just wanted to give them something, you know that they're not hungry, man, because I be thinking about them.
But that's beautiful.
I know my kids are eating, you know. Mine is eating, and I know they just as important. So that was the greatest thing to me. It just being able to go to Myers and get what I could get in the cart. And when they show up, man, just to thank you, Mr. B, and that smile, it felt so good, man. It was priceless, man.
It was, bro.
I would do it anytime. It was the greatest feeling, man. I mean, some of the kids MK, man, just, thank you, Mr. B. You doing it tomorrow? You know, and I couldn't do it every day, you know. But the days that I was able to do it was fun. That was the most funnest part of my almost 26 years, man. Not for the COVID, but being able just to know that my babies were eating, man, and I was a part of it, you know. And I was able to loosen up after I saw down the street that the churches and others started doing it. So I said, okay, I can start taking a little break and stay at home, let my wife stop being a little bit worried. But during the time that I was able to do it, man, we really connected. And the kids, you know, gave them a chance to see that it wasn't just me coming in here taking their money. They meant something to me.
Right.
So it was a chance to us really, really, really to get close. And we got close, man.
It was, man.
We got
powerful.
Close. You know, we got close. And that's why I hope and pray that one day I can be in position, you know, to be what you're describing, where I can have that place where they can come. Not just COVID, not just a rainy day, not just a cold day, just to come after school, have some retired teacher helping them out with homeworks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Someplace I know that they're going to have a meal that day, maybe just Wednesday, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. I know they ate them 3 days out the week. They know they can go to theirs and get something to eat.
Coming,
I just want to be in a position one day where I can do that, man. That's always been my dream.
You know, it's not so.
That's why with you, it was different because I've always spent my time in the store trying to figure out how to do for others.
Oh, wow.
And here you came through the door talking about doing something for me.
What made you
so
feel different?
So I was like, okay, I heard that before, but because it never happened. But my boy Taj came through, man, and he said it, he meant it, and he'd been behind me from day one. You know, period.
Recognize.
Either through phone call or visits, he's there.
Yeah.
He's there, and we're here today, see?
Exactly.
So he's right there, man, and it feels good, you know, because...
And that's what the community missing, though, is that brotherhood where a brother can come to another brother. You didn't take it too far as of, I don't need no help.
Yeah.
Taj didn't take it too far as, well, I don't feel comfortable asking nobody. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's when y'all left, y'all egos go, and it was like, I just want to help the common man, and I want to accept the common help. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you could always look at it from a different point of view of, you know, that's how we were born, man, is to do it on our own and to not take help. No, man, group economics and group help, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to get out of that one-on-one, this is me against them. No, it's a family, man. We're a group, man. We all come from I've seen all these faces, man, through all my life growing up. You know what I'm saying? And for us three to be here right now, man, it's special to me.
It's very special.
It's special to me. I know we all come from a place, man, and we all trying to help in our own way. We all got a different movement, man. We're trying to help in our own way. And to hear that you feeding kids, you know, Taj helping with the community, feeding kids, man. And myself doing my part, man. And y'all making me step it up. You get what I'm saying? So when I get out of here, I'm going to get some bag lunches. You know,
beautiful.
Me and my nephews.
It's needed. Pieces,
man,
it's needed,
gonna
bro.
We're going to push it,
it
man.
It's no greater feeling.
It
bro.
Ain't no greater
it's
feeling.
It's no greater feeling, man.
It's better than money.
Man, trust me.
Hello.
Because if you got nieces and nephews and children of your own, when you start reaching out, they become yours as well.
Yes.
You don't want none of them going to bed hungry, man.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My wife always said, when you going to stop? When you going to take that? Not telling me because she's not stingy and funny like that.
No.
You know, just say, you need to take a break because I'm the type of person, I'd be up till 3:00 in the morning trying to figure it out. You know, trying to figure it out. She's like, babe, just relax. It will happen. It'll be happening.
Yeah.
You know, I share my dreams with her all the time. It not, like, again, not since COVID, but since we've been together, man.
Mm.
I've always shared with her that my dream one day is to have a place in the hood, where they can come. They can come. You know, yesterday you and I was laughing and talking about getting together, playing cards, playing dominoes, which there's nobody out there to beat me. But, you know.
We're going to find out. That's another conversation to be had. We're going to find out.
Yeah.
But we do have some things coming in place, man. It's called Game Day. We're going to have chess tournaments, Scrabble tournaments, things to make the mind think, you know what I'm saying? Things that bring the family together to think and cheer for each other. You know, we want to have events where we got the children and we got the adults, man. The adults cheering for their child and other children, and the children cheering for their parents, man. You know, that's what's missing.
Yeah.
We don't got none of that no more, man. Yeah. You know, and I'm looking forward to presenting that, man, because I know that's going to be a big thing that everybody can identify with and everybody can feel a part of, man. And that's what I want to bring is that unity, man, because it's too much separation. I don't even like the direction it's going, man.
Yeah.
You know, I hear so much going on. I try to tune it out. It's hard to.
Yeah. And I'm sure Taj would agree, bro, like you. It's crazy because at the beginning when you were saying there was no love, they don't understand love. Mm-hmm. You know, so the games you're describing, the things you're describing of hoping to put together and we can do, it's going to make a difference. I already know it's going to make it because it made a difference for us.
Right.
Because you know when we used to be at the park and see our uncles and whatever playing these games that you describe it, even basketball and then the kids and we on our own little area getting to know each other and playing.
Yeah.
Now these shorties, man, unfortunately their dad's not there. Their moms was once on drugs and not moms. You know, they're just there.
Or just working.
And they are working, single mom working. And these shorties are forced to taking life on for themselves, by themselves, or with their homies who don't know nothing either. And I love them, man. These are my boys, they out here, man. And the part you touch on, the love, they don't know that love.
They don't.
And they show you it by how easy it is for them to kill the other one. You know how easy it is for them to go out here and kill. And I'm gonna tell them right now, I'm not gonna come in here and lecture them about don't do this, don't do that, don't, because you know, when we heard that, even when we was younger, it didn't sink through. But I would tell them this. Just listen, man, because it hurts. Killing that person is not where it ends. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get caught eventually. You're gonna get caught. And it might be at the most best part of your time of your life. You might just gotten married 5-6 years ago, have kids of your own. And with today's technology, and everything that they're building and growing, it's gonna get even better for them. And they're gonna pick you up, man, right when you wanna see your little daughter growing up. And you can't be there for your daughter. Who gonna protect your daughter? Mm. Who gonna protect your mom? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All these homies out here talking about, I'll die for you, I'll kill for you. It's okay to have your homies, man. I'm not gonna knock you for that. That's all good. But think about the other ones who already got caught. How many of them that's sitting in the penitentiary right now can honestly say, they boy go by and check on their moms. They boy go by and check on their sister. Mm-hmm. They boy making sure that they got money in their account. Man, after you gone, man, them same boys trying to holler at your sister, man. Or holler at your ex-girlfriend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Forgot all about you. You gone. Yeah. You nothing but a number now, man. You forgotten.
And those people in there, the people that you've hurt, they people in there.
Yeah, they got people
and they
in
be
there.
Waiting on them, man. You know what I'm saying? So be conscious and be wise. These young guys and these young women out here, be wise and conscious, man. It ain't always just about setting it off, man. You know, think it through. Because when you set it off, you don't even want to go into that cell, man. The group ain't going.
And you know, they're going to respond to you saying, oh, man, that don't mean nothing. It's whatever. See, that's that part right there. It's whatever. It's not whatever, man. Yeah. It's real. Because you know, if you know me from the streets, I didn't choose it. The street chose me. And I was out there. But after I had unfortunately had to lay down for them 5 years, man, reality sunk in, man.
Yeah.
I had to cry. I cried. Not from being scared or whatever, man. It's just that it was 5 years of my life given away.
Yeah.
That I had to sit there and reflect back on what I'm missing, thinking about what I'm missing. My 21st birthday, didn't have one. You know what I'm saying? From age 20 to 25, I'm sitting up in this place taking order. I'm nothing but a number.
That's it.
Up in here trying to figure out how to sneak boiled eggs out of kitchen back to my cell, man. You know what I'm saying? Seeing your mom or somebody come see you on visit, man, and how happy you are and getting in the mirror trying to get right to get a visit.
It's a visit.
One visit in that month.
So we sacrifice.
You know,
for the
you
wrong
giving
things.
You don't all that don't hit you right now while you out here with that gun doing you, bro. But after you actually go in there and lay down and you and it kicks in that you're never going home. This is your new, this is it. Trust me.
Trust trust me.
Why you think so many before you and all the other brothers living in the law library are calling Dodge or whoever, hey, bro, can you get me a pill? Can you do this? Because they want out. Bro, don't go find out, man, if you can, bro. It's not worth it. All right? I know who you is. I know how you are, bro. It's all good. I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to sit here and be like the old uncles. Put the gun. Nah. Just think about what I'm saying to you, man. Just think it through, bro. Think about the crowd you're with. Think about it. Is it really worth it to you? Don't tell me it don't matter, because it does.
It does.
You matter, bro.
You do matter.
You matter.
And we have to we have to show them actions, not just words, that they matter, bro.
It matters.
And the best way to do it is when you're economically in a position to give aid and help the hungry. And when I mean by hungry, I'm not talking by just nutrition. I'm talking about spiritual hunger, mental hunger, financial hunger. These things need to be satisfied. Because
right.
If they're not satisfied, survival kicks in one form or fashion in each one of them hungers.
Yes.
So you can satisfy the financial hunger, but if the emotional hunger isn't, the financial is not even going to be looked at or appreciated because I'm emotionally hungry. Because no one's feeding my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I am emotionally broken since childhood. So if I've been broken since childhood and no one ever came to heal my brokenness, I'm building upon brokenness. And therefore, the actions that you see are based upon a childhood's brokenness.
Right.
So this is what we have to work to accomplish, is to be able to identify the brokenness and then work on the healing there. Violence is perpetuated. Violence always will be. Yes. It's not never stopping.
Yes.
Violence came when Cain killed Abel.
That's true.
Based upon his innate nature that wanted what he had. Wanted what his brother had. So when you already know that this was the first murder, wanting what his brother had, it's perpetuating time after time after time after time. These are the things we will face. So if we're not preparing ourselves to understand that these are the opponents and this is how this thing works and this is how it's being operated, we will fall victim to it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we've been seeing, us falling victim to our own opponent.
Right.
So the black on black crime is us killing us.
Yes.
Us not identifying that we have an opponent within inside of us.
Makes sense.
So this is where these things, that's why I say they're heart issues.
Hmm.
The violence is violence.
Right.
It's perpetuated around the world. You would never miss it.
You're
going to die in it.
You got to learn how not to do it.
And you're going
to,
and it's a learned behavior.
Yeah.
So you can replace it. But it's learned. Violence is learned.
Hmm.
If you see it, it's perpetuated. You hear it. You see it. It's in your mind. It's in your ears. It's in your eyes. Guess what? Not long, it's going to be in your hand. So it's not the gun that kills, man.
It's the people.
It's the man behind the gun. Hmm. And it's the heart behind the man.
Right.
So if we can't change the heart behind the man, we'll never change the hand that holds the gun.
True. Very true.
Say the truth,
very
man.
True,
bro. Say the truth,
very
man.
True. Very true.
And that come with the kids
makes
saying,
sense. Makes
it
sense.
It don't matter no more. You're not hearing a lot of kids saying, it don't even matter.
Yeah.
It don't even matter.
Hear that a lot.
It does matter, man. Like they saying, we all matter. You matter. The young ladies matter. We just got to matter as a group, man. Let's get back to unity, man. I don't want to see nobody die no more, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to see none of these young girls being mistreated. None of these young fellas being shot down in the streets. It's enough for that, man. And Dez and Taj, man, they giving the truth from within, man, about what's out here, man. And the biggest solution is, what we gonna do to change it together, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to throw my cards in there, man, and help. You know what I'm saying? Whatever
I'm
I can
too.
Do, man. You
I'm
know,
here too. I'm here.
This is very eye-opening, man. And
I'm here.
Sure all of them here together, man. So you gonna see us in the community coming through, man. And we're going to put some things in place, man. You know, we're going to touch some hearts. We're going to pull some of these young men to the side, man. And it ain't about setting nobody right. You know what I'm saying? We just showing love, man. We trying to understand.
Yeah.
We trying to feel you. And we trying to bring you to a perspective of, this ain't for me. You know, because it's not. No matter what you think, you wasn't born to kill. You wasn't raised by your parents to kill. And if your parent wasn't there, it's not my fault, his fault, or their fault. But you do have a solution out here, man. You have brothers that care. You can call me Uncle Tim, 864-323-2807, man. You can see me, flag me down. I got an ear for you, man. I got a heart for you, as well as Taj and Dez, man. It's great to see that I'm not the only one. I never thought I was, but to know that it's a commonality between some brothers that I already knew, mm-hmm. it's eye-opening, man. So talk to the people, Taj and Dez, man. Tell them.
Like they already know. A whole bunch of my homies out there right now, they know I love them, man. They know I love them, man. They know Uncle D love them, bro.
I know they do.
They know,
man.
That. They come through there, man, to just get that blunt to kick it. Cause they can get that blunt down the street, round the corner. They in the car. Yeah. But they come through to kick it, man. I love you, man. And I'm open to you. Just like any one of my sons, I'm open to you, bro. We just don't have to kick it in the store. You know my number right there. Just get it and say, hey, want to kick it with you after work. Or before work, I'm open to that, man. We can sit down and talk about it, see what I can say to you or what I can do to help the situation. You know, I'm not Superman. I'm not going to claim to be, bro, but I'm there.
Oh, you are.
You know
Superman.
What I mean? I'm open to you, bro.
You're not Superman.
You know what I mean? I just want you to know that, man. I'm here for you, bro, not just in the store, man.
Yeah.
You know, but if that's where you want to come see me, you can bring your best card game, your best domino game, and we can talk.
We can talk, man.
You matters to me.
Do, man.
It's, you might be whatever to you, but it's not whatever. It's you. At the end of the day, it's you to me, man. I love you, man. I love all of you. You know that. I got love for you. And, hey, I know I'm hollering at the fellas. It sounds like I'm talking to the fellas, but you young ladies out here too, man. Y'all caught up in this mess too, man. The babies and everything else, man. Come holler at me. I can talk to the ladies too. Yeah. You know, I'm there. I got daughters. I got two of them. I'm open, man. I'm there for you. Yeah. I don't know exactly what going to happen with each one, but I'm open to one at a time, man. I'm open. I'm there. It's important to me. I want that. I want to see one of y'all get to be 30, something, 40, yeah. Come back and holler at me with your shorty and say, I made a difference, man, in that, man, because that'd be, man, that's a gift, man. That I've gotten it a few times, and each time it felt great.
Wonderful.
And I just want to see more of it.
Right.
I just want to see more of it, man.
We want to see more, man.
I just want to see more of it, man. And that's one of the great things that I got out of them 20-something years in that store, too, man. It just, a lot of y'all that, y'all dads that ran with me in the store, out the store, that I'm now seeing you guys now, man. And I just want to keep seeing you and see yours with you. Just keep passing it on, man. Pass that torch.
Let's pass that
legacy
torch.
Legacy moves.
I love that, man. I love that, man. I love that, man. You know?
Word. It's beautiful.
I just want to see more of it.
Definitely.
You know?
And I want to also bring up to that we're doing a GoFundMe for Wishes Corner Store,
yes,
man. For Dez's store, man, to be able to give that environment, give that vision, give that wish that you've been dreaming about, man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wanted to... I ain't never going, I missed this opportunity before, but I ain't gonna miss this opportunity today. You feel me? Because I want to share with you what I wrote. This is from my heart.
Okay.
When we had that conversation and the things that you were speaking about, I allowed it to soak in. And me, I'm an avid listener and a student, but I have to be able to comprehend what I listen to.
Okay.
So I heard you. I want you to know that I heard you, and where we are today is because I heard you. But this is where I was at, and I wanted to share this with you. It says, you know, Generation Wealthy, Unity and Faith is the organization that I co-found that focuses on wealth, health, and prosperity.
True.
So we were creating a circular economic fund, and you were my main objective for this particular fund. Because I wanted to see the success of your dream. And so this is me writing. I said, instead of selling the land, we are looking to invest and redevelop Wishes, one of the last black-owned neighborhood stores in America. Our objective is to create commerce and economic sustainability with those that understand what's at stake within the urban core of our community. Wishes, which was formerly known as Mr. B's Party Store, which is a black-owned business, has been on the southeast side of Grand Rapids for over two decades. And in those years, the corner store has been at 1216 Kalamazoo serving our community, and never has anyone came to render aid or assistance in order for our community to have a better experience in our neighborhood corner store.
Wow.
Today we are granting my brother Dez his wish to see that all of his hard work,
take your time, fam. Take your time, man.
Services, dedication, resilience, patience, and gratitude was for a reason greater than himself. Wish's store will be under construction. But through the reconstruction phases, Wishes will remain open for business to serve our community. This is the only way we defeat gentrification and remain steadfast in the economic development stages here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. This Economic Development Fund is to be the organization that our focus is the redistribution of wealth and bridging the gap between tribes and nations. Through wealth, health, and prosperity can all things be done by the will of our Creator. Amen. This is how I felt just off that first conversation. I see you, bro. You've been there. I'm proud of you. I'm proud to stand with you. I'm proud to stand on behalf of you. I'm fighting with you. I'm in the trenches with you. Whatever we have to do collectively as a community, I'm with you, man.
You've proven that. That's why I call you so much.
you have touched me, brother. I mean, you have proven that in the roughest days that we went through it. You call me. You call and check on me. And I call you on your answer. So you have proven that, man. I mean, you're constantly checking on me. Every time you tell me you're coming, you came. You have never once let me say, man, this dude out here making these bogus promises. Nah. You said, hey, I'll be dying in an hour. You there 45 minutes later. It's just like today. You here, man. You have never let me down from day one. You know, I'm used to being let down in the past. That's why, you know, you might have seen my attitude when you came the way it was. Because, oh, yeah, another one.
But that's exactly what you said.
You wasn't just another one, bro. You just wasn't another one. You came through, man. I finally met someone who came into my life that just, he shows me that he wants to help me. He wants to see me get there, man. And man, that you just don't know how, that feels great. Wow. It's up to the public now to help you and me together.
For sure.
But I won. You know, me and you, we won, man. We got something already between us. So, yeah, I mean, what they do now, they do. I know time is rough out here, it's not just Mr. B's and Wishes and us.
Right.
It's rush for everybody. So I don't expect anybody to run to the bank or dig into this and dig into that. They got their problems too.
Right.
You know, but for the ones who are able to break off 50 cent, a dollar, whatever, it's going to help make the difference of what we're talking about, man. And that's what it took a lot for me.
I know.
To get on GoFundMe because I'm not a handout person. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. I like to be the giver.
Exactly.
I never put myself in a position where you would never know
That I'm in need.
That's just how I go. You're going to always see me smiling and laughing. You can't tell that I'm crying. Exactly. You know what I mean? So I'm just used to being independent, man. I'm a soldier. I came from Manchester, Jamaica. When you say Jamaica, the average person think of Kingston.
Yeah.
See, Kingston's, to me, that's living in California, you know, with Hollywood stars to me. You might hear rough things, but I live in Manchester. See, when I lived in Manchester before coming here, we didn't have no running water. We didn't have no electricity. We didn't have no cars, no automobiles that come up where I live. There was no such thing. I didn't know what no gun nonsense was. We had machetes. We had knives. We fought. But our fighting was different. Let me get a bust in the head with a rock. Or you might see the bigger ones, you know, the bigger fellas, they get into it with a machete or something. But where I came from, man, we was family, bro. Like what you described, we was family. You know, I was raised up with my grandparents. My mom came here in hopes of finding, you know, something to bring us, me and my sister here. And she did a great job.
I mean.
But when I was there with my grandparents, the two that I call mom and dad that raised me until the age of 11, we had love, man. That little country with all these fancy things.
Yeah.
Riding donkeys, that was our automobile, and picking all them fruits and everything, and then we had to walk miles with it, even as youngsters, man, miles with it to go sit on the side of the curb where that one big truck would come, because they couldn't come up where we lived to get all them oranges and different fruits, you know what I mean? And, well, we got 10 cents out of it, me and my little sister and all that, it was money. So me, I'm accustomed to where the average person may think that something is nothing. To me, it's a lot.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because Jamaica remind me all the time of how not to give up and why I can't give up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all
that ain't nothing but my phone, man. I thought I put it on vibrate, but...
I thought I put up.
That show you how real it is out here,
yeah,
man. You
it's
know,
real, bro.
Just real live time, man. And we out here trying to really give back, man, in so many ways, man. I come from a place, man, where, you know, selling drugs was selfish. You know, a lot of things I interacted with was selfish, man. But I found myself, man. And I'm here today to help other people find themselves just where Dez is, just as well as Taj is, man. And I'm really touched today, man. I salute both of you brothers, man.
Thank you, brother.
Just by seeing the love that you two have for each other, man, you know, is mind-blowing, man. And that's what we need more of, man. That's the energy that I've been trying to push. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't got nothing against nobody, man. I'm not better than you.
Right.
But you ain't no better than me either.
Right.
But let's meet on that level, though, of, man, I'm open, man. You know, if it's a hug, if it's a conversation, if it's the ride, just to listen to you, whatever it is, man, I'm out here, man, and these brothers are out here too, man. Catch any of us anywhere, man. If you need some love, you need somebody to talk to, just open your mouth, man.
We working on economics too, man. We're gonna have jobs, we're gonna have trades, we're gonna be able to change your conditions. We're not looking just to give you a hug and throw you back to the wolves no more, man. That part of the game has to change. That's where we've been making error.
And you know, Dodge, that's another thing that little old Wish is going to do also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's employment right
there.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because it's not going to be the old Mr. B they remember.
No.
We want to expand it to where, you know, longer hours, helping hands, you know, 5-6 people having a job right there in the hood,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, three. That's different shifts.
They don't have a car, can't jump on the bus. They can walk right to the store and get a job.
You're a safe haven, though. Like, that's the biggest thing that sticks out to me, man, that you're a safe haven in that community, because it can get dangerous around there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if those that don't know, man, it can get dangerous and funky around
there,
man.
Very dangerous,
bro. So you really are a safe haven, man, and the things that y'all doing to help them out with, man, you know, like I say, man, salute, man, and, just keep pushing more out, man. Like, it's needed, man. And in that neighborhood, in that little corner, man, y'all doing so much, man. Y'all really
it's
saving
rough.
Some lives, man, and y'all don't even know it, man. I think y'all do.
It's rough, man, but even the ones that's out there involved, you know that the love is real, man, right? And where I work at, I don't care which ones and where they from, what blocks, man, they give me love, bro. They come with the love. I just want them to share that love that they're giving me
with each other,
man. That love that they give to Mr.
But
B.
But once they see that,
whatever,
once we show that.
I just want them to just give some of that to some others, man, because they beautiful, bro. I love them brothers, man.
Yeah.
Them guys right there, they don't know I come in here just to mess with them, man, most of the time, because some days I don't make hardly nothing. Mm-hmm. But the fact that I came down there for them, man, I'm there for them, bro. You know, just chilling with them, kicking with them, man. I just want them to share that love that they give to me, because they give me crazy love. Give that to each other a little bit, man. Spread it, man.
So we're gonna close out in a minute, man. We're going to leave out on some final thoughts, man. And we'll start with Taj. You know, Taj, moving in a lot of directions, man. Taj, a good brother out here, man, as well as Dez and myself, man. Taj really... planting this flag, man, and really pushing a big movement, man. You know, they have those wealthy events, man, and those are needed, man. You know, I don't know nobody else is doing it like that. I know some people that have some events, but these events, man, coming from that area, man, you know, we all know what that area was and still is, but for brothers to come from that and just try to push a different light, try to push a different attitude and some brotherhood,
yeah,
man, I salute that, man. And so go on, tell the people, man, what you got.
Man, that's exactly what it is, man. Brotherhood, working on correction.
Exactly.
It's not about where we've been, what we done, who we used to be. I put that on the shelf. I'm Taj. You don't even know who I used to be.
Exactly.
You don't even know my story. I give you pieces just to show that it's real, but who I am. That's what made me. Me needing that when I was those boys' ages made me become that.
Yeah.
because I needed that. I had my father. My father was great, did the best that he could. But when I chose the streets, or the streets chose me, he told me, I can't be your man in the streets. So you got to learn how to be a man in the streets, man. Mm. So when I got that at 13, I became that. Even though I was still a kid, my heart was there. I knew that I had to be who I say that I was. I couldn't be pump faking. This is who I am. This is what I'm standing on. In return, it landed me in places that I had to go through to get to who I am today. But it did mold me into becoming a man, standing on principles of men, like men. And men are maintainers and protectors of their families and their communities, which we haven't been shown. Because most men abandon those same things that we were created to protect. My father didn't. He didn't abandon me. So therefore, I was taught how to stand firm, even through hardship, even through hurt, even through poverty. We stood as men. I seen him be a brother to his brothers. I seen him be a partner to his partners. He showed me that. When his friends didn't have nowhere to go, when he had something, he shared it. That was my father. So for me not to instill that within myself and my children, and then those that I can reach, shame on me. So this is the activity. What we're doing in the community is needed, man. Those I got a lot of young brothers that fathers aren't there. Some of them are dead, some of them in prison. But if no one's there to give them the information that they need to live beyond survival, I can't judge the survival tactics that they're forced to embed in themselves. So if I can't judge that, then I can't say much about it. If I ain't got no solutions in how to change it. These are the things need to be changed, bro. So what we're doing in our community and the communities that's around ours, these things are necessary. Nobody's bigger. It's not about who, what hood is better, what hood is tougher. This is our tribe, man. This is a tribe thing,
That's real.
We've been
destroying
our tribe. And when you see your tribe knocking off your tribe, you see a difference. You don't look at it from, oh, he from that hood, he from that hood. I know the, I know all of the parents. I done grew up with all of them. So for me to see you kill my homie's baby mama's son, you know what I mean? These how close these murders be,
it's
man.
Real, man.
So it kind of hurts me.
It does.
And with, and with that pain, I'm looking not just to be hurt, because I don't want these lives to be lost in vain. I like, where is the solution? And what the what we've been coming up with is this economics, because poverty produces violence.
That's very true.
And if we can't change the way, I'm not going to say change it, because only a law can change things. We can just make effort. The objective, our objective and our intention has to be with solutions. We have to come with something to say, well, if I can give somebody something to live for, they ain't gonna say they ain't got nothing to live for. Because this is where the problem lies. A shooter feels like he don't care, I'm going all out for the team. Therefore, he has nothing to lose.
That's true.
But if you give them something to lose, they'd be very, very, very more mindful of losing it. They won't want to lose it.
We got to build them up.
And that comes with us collectively building each other. We can't build them and we're not building. We got to show them what that looks like, not just tell them what that looks like.
We showing them.
For sure. Without a doubt.
We got them.
I definitely heard you from the beginning. You know, you left all the excuses outside because you said you just saw what your father did. You saw who he was, and you took that with you. Now you're willing to offer that back to somebody else, man. See, on the other side of that was, which was a great thing. I didn't know my father till later. You know what I mean? When I only knew my grandparents, as I said. When I came here in '77, I was 11. I was just getting to know my mother. 5 years later, I was on the streets. My mom, she didn't play. She put me out on the street. And so I found myself sleeping in a 74 Chevy Nova at age 16. Mm-hmm. So I got chose by the street. Mm-hmm. The opportunity came for me to get involved in the game chose me. Mm-hmm. So when I got in there, I was a lot like my shorties right now. It was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Because when you sleeping in a car, sneaking into Myers at 9, 10 o'clock at night to go wash up, put on deodorant, or sneaking something to eat, man, and knowing that you don't have to do those things no more. And now I've been introduced to where I'm getting this fast, quick money. It was like, whatever. You know what I mean? It became whatever. And then a lot of them didn't even get to know who Dez was. They just know it was this crazy Jamaican. But all the time, this crazy Jamaican was just trying to survive. It was a survive mode for me. Mm. And I had my excuse for the way I was because I didn't want to lose what I came up on, what I have now. So my little violent ways and crazy ways in the game was different from me saying I want to become this or want to do it like some of these shorties now. It saved me in its own way. But after I got caught up later and did them 5 years and I sat there, man, and saw it, I didn't want it no more, man. It wasn't worth it. Mm-mm, I didn't worth it. And, you know, I know all these homies be like, bro, you was getting money. Yeah, I got all that, man. But you going to go get it because you think you want it. And you have a choice. Some of you, not all. Some of you have a choice, man. And like Taj said, he had somebody to teach him and show him. And that's what he's offering back now, is to be that teacher, to help you. That, you know, we understand that not having money, you're going to become a dog out here. You're on the hunt.
Yeah.
Because that's what I became. But he's trying to make a difference on you having to come to that point, man.
True.
Because it was nothing more crazy than that guy called Dez on them streets. Their uncles, their dad would tell him that. That boy Dez was crazy.
Yeah.
But that boy Dez didn't know what love is. Didn't have nothing. Mm. I had nothing. So when you have nothing, you can say whatever. Mm. But a whole lot of y'all got a whole lot of something. You just don't know it.
Exactly.
And the goal of Taj and me and my Uncle Tim, give us a chance, man. We'll show you that you got a whole lot of something.
Got a
chance,
lot.
Hope.
Just give us a just chance.
Just give us a chance, man, to get you there so you don't have to wait till you come up in our age and start saying, man, I wish you. We want to help you now. That's we want true. To touch you now, bro.
Definitely.
We want to touch you now because all that nonsense about whatever I do life, bro, come on, man. Them 5 years, man, I was hurt sitting up in that place. Don't none of y'all really want to do no life in penitentiary. You can say that now, but you go up in there and Taj, we can tell him. You go up in there right now, you see the hardest hardcore killer that killed 7-8 people. He going to the law library,
And crying hoping, at night.
Hoping for an appeal.
Yeah.
What you think he wanted to appeal for so he can get out? Mm. He hate that place, man. He hate that place.
Yeah.
You know, so don't be on rush to talk about whatever to go there, man. Because once you get life, you're dead too. The guy you kill, you're buried alive when you go get laid down for them for the rest of your life. You're dead too.
Say the truth.
You just that yours is more painful than his. He laid to rest.
Yeah.
You got to live it every day, survival.
They call it two birds with one stone.
That's what it is. Your side, it's rough. You think that guy you killed got rough. We don't know, he laid to rest. Yours is reality. Because reality going to sink into you that you never going home, man. And these guys around here, some of them are really monsters. They monsters, bro.
Yeah.
Raping, killing, stabbing, it's there for you. And you don't have your homeboys no more.
Ain't no gun.
You don't have that gun no more, man. Mm-mm. You don't have that. Bro, you can barely get somebody to take a collect call from you.
Exactly.
So be real with you, man. I don't want to see you go through that, bro. I love you that much.
Me too.
Please, man, just work with us, man, so we can work with you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just try to work it out. We're not going to be able to save anybody.
No.
Because like Todd said, the killing us going to go on, bro. It's going to go on. But the one that want a chance.
We're here for you.
We're here for you, man. We're trying to take away that excuse for you. We here, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know what I can do, but together, me and you, we can work something out.
We can.
I know we can.
For sure.
Exactly. I know we can, man. Let's just come together.
We doing it now, man. I always say, just because you're a knucklehead now, don't mean you're going to be a knucklehead 15 years from now.
Man.
I was a knucklehead.
Tim, it's okay to be a knucklehead now. But being a knucklehead 50 years from now, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's a problem.
It's just to go to say that we're not always going to be those same people. We're not always going to have that same mindset. Them people need somebody just to bring them out of that, man. They need to see what we're trying to portray, man, and what we're trying to give them, man, is that you do have a choice. You know what I'm saying? Just get around some right influence of people. You know what I'm saying? Let go of those people that don't want to see you succeed. They're only the ones that want to bring you along for the crimes. You know, if they're not trying to push you in the right direction, man, if they're not trying to talk to you about your real feelings and your true essence of who you are and what you're capable of, they're not real friends, man. So let's quit being down for the homie just because that's the homie. It's a lot come with the homie, man. If the homie ain't real with you, and you know what real is, we all know what real is, man. Hey. You know what I'm saying? I've been around so many fake people, and I've been around so many real people. You know what I'm saying? They all come with smiles, man.
But Uncle Tim, on what you're saying right there, and I'm sure Taj will agree as well, man, I respect you. Exactly. I respect the killer. I respect the drug dealer. I respect everybody out in the game, bro. Mm-hmm. But even past the respect, man, the fact is I love you, bro.
I love you too, bro.
I love you, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's the part that I'm offering, bro. Exactly. What you are, we can work on that.
Exactly.
We can work on that part of what you're about. Just know that I want to work with you because I love you, bro.
Sure.
See, that's the part I'm coming after. I'm not coming to lecture you about, you need to put the, you. I just want to let you know that I love you, man. You're not alone.
Yeah.
You're not alone, bro. If you just got one person that really got you and love you, it's me. I got you. Taj right there. Okay.
Man, we're going to change some thinking of the people, man. That's what we are. We change some hearts.
I'm there for you, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Change some minds, man. I'm honored, man, to have y'all here today, man. I didn't know where the conversation was going to go.
Oh, we
I really
did
didn't
good.
Know where it was going to go to, man. I feel like we touched some hearts today, man. You know, and we touched some minds today. Those may not even admit it. You know, some people, they keep that poker face on, you know, because they don't like to show their feelings, man. But it's okay to be real, man. You know, that's one of the biggest things that I learned when I was gone this day, and that I'm back now, is that it's okay to be real, man. I'm not putting on a facade for nobody,
not
man.
At all.
I am who I am, man, and I'm rolling with it, man. You know, people don't even believe that I've changed.
That's okay.
I'm out here. I'm not out here to prove them wrong. I'm not here to prove them right. I'm out here just to do me. You're going to judge it by what you see daily. You're going to judge it by how you see me carry myself daily. You know what I'm saying? So these brothers feel the same way. They moving in the same direction, you know what I mean? And we got some stuff out here for y'all, man. So just give us a moment when you see us. Spread some love, because we spreading our love back, man.
Definitely. And if you're able to, you know, we tying in too, we tapping in, so we're going to have sit downs, man. I'm taking it to the boardroom, so from blocks to boardrooms, we preparing the boardroom now. Like me, I'm on economics. It's like I'm cool with us getting our social thing together and we're doing, but if we ain't the ones dictating the food, and somebody else, we still going to pay for somebody else's food and going to their grocery stores, and we ain't bringing nothing back home, and it ain't circulating around our table, then we still going to be puppet mastered. So I'm trying to get away from the puppet master.
Exactly.
For real. Thugs need love too, man. You know what I'm saying? So I love my thugs too,
yeah,
man.
For sure. I love it. I'm trying to feed them.
I just want to show them how to love themselves back, bro.
And then feed them, and feed them, and feed them, so they don't have to sacrifice their life to feed theirs.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because best believe, it's going to be three more sitting in a position like this.
Oh, for sure.
One day, trying to reach back.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's going
to be the part right
that's
there.
That's going to
be three
for.
More sitting right like this.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing right there, because they found love, bro, and they trying to give it back. Trust
that. Beautiful.
We're going to end in this note, man. I love the Jamaican accent, man. You know, and I know you so real, man. But man, end it in the your native tongue, man. You know, and we gonna leave it on that,
the
man.
Native tongue, man.
Native tongue, man.
Man, the native tongue. Let me see. What we gonna start with? You know, man. Bob Marley said it best: one love. You know.
That's it.
So like right now, you know, a real Jamaican don dollar like me, I tell you one thing right now. You hear me? All the real gangster them out there, so not afraid to listen to you, know. Not afraid to come forward and express who they really is, you know, and say, yeah, man, me need that. You understand me? A real gangster step forward and just take what is offered to him, you see? And right now, my Uncle Tim and Taj, I'm trying to reach after you, know, bro. So don't go on like you don't want the love. Don't act like you don't want the understanding. Don't act like you don't want what I'm offering to you, man. come up, man, and receive what's rightfully yours. You understand me? A Jamaican dandada like me wish I would have had people like this when I was out there. I guarantee you, it probably would have made a difference on me a long time ago. But that's all right. It's not too late for you. You understand me? So come receive that, boss. You hear me? One love. You hear me?
One love.
One love. One love.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's good money.
Good money, man. I appreciate y'all.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.